Today is the last day of 2014, New Year's Eve. And all this month, we asked the guests on the record what Seattle should have as its New Year's resolution. Deborah Sullivan is president of the Seattle chapter of the Black Child Development Institute. She thinks the city's resolution for 2015 should be less Seattle freeze, more friendliness.
I think Seattle's New Year's resolution should be to shake our image as a hard-to-break-into town and let everyone know that we're not that hard-to-break-into town, that people can come here and they can become quickly integrated into the Seattle scene without feeling like an outsider.
That was Deborah Sullivan, president of the Seattle chapter of the Black Child Development Institute. Aidan Lang moved here from New Zealand to become the new director of Seattle Opera. His resolution for Seattle for 2015 has nothing to do with making new friends. Instead, he told me Seattle needs to reinvent how it drinks coffee.
It should learn to drink the flat white instead of a long coffee.
What is a flat white?
Flat white is the best way of drinking coffee. It's a mixture between a latte and a cappuccino. And I have a personal campaign to introduce the best way of drinking coffee to the city, which prides itself on being the coffee capital.
That's perfect. All right, Seattleites, get going on drinking those flat whites in 2015. There are more serious issues that face Seattle than how friendly it is or how caffeinated even. Many of our guests want the city to resolve to tackle traffic problems in 2015.
I would like to see us successfully break Bertha loose and find a way for that project to go forward.
Resolve the tunnel disaster that is ongoing and finally develop and implement a serious public transportation policy.
Be nice to each other in transportation. Share. Remember that old kindergarten thing, right? Be nice and share with each other. So bikes share the road with cars, cars share the roads with bikes. Both of you share the road with pedestrians and buses. If you just be nice to each other, that would be a great resolution.
That was Mark Hollenbeck. He's director of the University of Washington's Transportation Center. Before Mark Hollenbeck, we heard GRIS blogger David Roberts and Steve Sundquist, chair of the Washington State Charter School Commission. Washington State Speaker of the House Frank Chopp said Seattle's 2015 resolution should be to address homelessness and the high cost of housing.
My New Year's resolution is that I just wish that the city would do even more in terms of helping people in our city and elsewhere to be able to have a home they call their own. That means homeless folks getting a home. It means other folks being able to afford the rent.
When I asked Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole what Seattle's New Year's resolution should be, she really had to think about it.
Well, for a major city, we're pretty close to perfect. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. I know how to fight crime. I've been fighting crime for decades. But I think that we need to work on more prevention and intervention.
So there you have it, a handful of New Year's resolutions for Seattle for the year 2015. I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record. Happy New Year.